Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Government calls all-party meet ahead of monsoon session starting July 21. Union Cabinet approves Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. Cabinet lauds Subhanshu's space mission as a step closer to realizing India's space station. And Lok Sabha MP Sapongmuren Jamir urges timely implementation of development schemes. Now the news in detail. The centre has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities, and facilitate availability of credit. Briefing media in New Delhi today, after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on three key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity, and less credit disbursement.
100 ऐसे जिले देश भर में और हर राज्य से कम एक जिला जिसमें कृषि पर तीन पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें ये प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है.
Mr. Vaishnaw said the scheme will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country. The Union Cabinet also adopted a resolution hailing astronaut Subhanshu Shukla's space journey. The Cabinet commends the Indian Space Research Organization and the entire community of scientists and engineers whose relentless efforts have made this achievement possible. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Group Captain Shukla's space mission took India a step closer to realizing its own space station and significantly elevates India's global standing in space exploration.
15 जुलाई को भारत की अनंत आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिनिधित्व करते हुए ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला अंतरिक्ष यात्रा से सकुशल धरती पर लौटे हैं. ये समूचे देश के लिए गर्व, गौरव और उल्लास का अवसर है. आज मंत्रिमंडल देश के साथ मिलकर ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला के सफलतापूर्वक पृथ्वी पर लौटने का अभिनंदन करता है.
The minister noted that Mr. Shukla conducted pioneering experiments during his time in space, which will deepen global understanding of human space flight and provide critical inputs for India's future missions. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has asked schools to establish oil boards to promote a healthy lifestyle among students. In a letter to all heads of schools, CBSE has asked them to promote healthy meals and physical activity in schools through the availability of nutritious, healthier food options and activity initiatives. It has also asked them to encourage students to use stairs, organize short exercise breaks, and facilitate walking routes. As per the Lancet GBD 2021 Obesity Forecasting Study, the number of overweight and obese adults in India is projected to rise from 18 crores in 2021 to around 45 crores by 2050, making it the country with the second highest global burden. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Lok Sabha MP S. Sapongmuren Jamir has underlined the need for transparent and timely implementation of centrally sponsored schemes to maximize their benefits for local communities. Chairing the District Development Coordination and Monitoring Committee Disha meeting in PEC yesterday, Mr. Jamir urged departmental representatives to openly share any challenges faced in executing these schemes to ensure effective solutions and timely execution.
This is the forum where we have to correct each other and we have to carry over the responsibility together. The non-officials and the NGOs, we are here to facilitate between the officials as well as to the grassroots. So it's like a family members. Now with that principle, if we can family members, now with that principle, if we can go ahead, then we'll achieve a lot of the centrally sponsored schemes.
He highlighted the key role of village councils and civil society organizations in supporting developmental activities at the grassroots level. Under the MP Local Area Development Scheme 2025-26 Clean and Green Nagaland Initiative, Mr. Jameer encouraged planting of ornamental trees in office and residential areas. During the meeting, the House passed a resolution for each DISHA member and official to plant at least one tree. Director General of the Ministry of Tourism, Suman Billa, has emphasized the need to preserve India's fading culinary traditions. Launching the National Young Chef Competition in New Delhi, he said that India's culinary heritage is built on cultural memory and regional techniques. The National Young Chef Competition, a collaborative effort with the Indian Federation of Culinary Associations and the Tourism and Hospitality Skill Council, is themed Celebrating Indian Culinary Heritage, Blending Tradition with Innovation. It features zonal competitions across India, culminating in a grand finale in New Delhi in January next year. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious Swachh Survekshan 2024-25 awards tomorrow in New Delhi. This event will felicitate the cleanest cities of urban India, recognizing the efforts of cities driving the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban forward. This year, a total of 78 awards will be presented across four categories, including Super Swachh League Cities and Top 3 Clean Cities in five population categories. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry said Swachh Survekshan 2024-25 adopted a smart, structured approach to assess urban cleanliness and service delivery, offering a complete view of sanitation and waste management in cities. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority is conducting a disaster response training under Yuva Abda Mitra Initiative in Woka. The program aims to train 700 NCC cadets from across Nagaland in two batches, that is from July 15 to 24 and from July 26 to August 4.
Cadets from eight districts are undergoing intensive sessions on life-saving and emergency response techniques such as basic life support, earthquake and flood response, fire safety, rope rescue and boat operations. Trainers from Home Guard and Civil Defense and SDRF WOKA along with NSDMA resource persons are leading the sessions. Johanna, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Multiple districts in Nagaland conducted their monthly District Planning and Development Board DPDB meetings today to review ongoing projects and address key developmental agendas. In Noklak, the board discussed proposals including establishment of new sub-centers at Tukhin Kyu, JJ King and Noklak villages and road construction between Pang and Tukhin Kyu. In Zuneboto, Deputy Commissioner Dharam Raj presented a detailed action plan for Viksit Zuneboto 2047, along with updates on central and state government schemes. Deputy Speaker NLA S. Toiho Yepto proposed introducing integrated B.Ed and B.Sc. courses at Zuneboto Government College. He also called for stricter measures against the rising issue of drug and alcohol abuse. Meanwhile, Meluri DPDB meeting, chaired by Advisor NSDMA Z. Nuseto Nyute, recommended key proposals including upgradation of CHC Meluri to District Hospital, creation of Employment and Skill Development Office, and upgrading AIR transmission frequency. All three DPDBs approved their LADP schemes for 2025-26. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Government calls all-party meet ahead of monsoon session starting July 21st. Union Cabinet approves Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. Cabinet lost Subhanshu Space Mission as a step closer to realizing India's space mission. And Lok Sabha MP Sipong Mern Jameer urges timely implementation of development schemes. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.